of 17%. Interest rates reached a staggering 21.5%. There were 8 million unemployed. Late in 1981, we sank into the present recession, largely because continued high interest rates hurt the auto industry and construction, and there was a drop in productivity and the already high unemployment increased. This time, however, things are different. We have an economic program in place completely different from the artificial quick fixes of the past. It calls for a reduction of the rate of increase in government spending, and already that rate has been cut nearly in half. But reduced spending alone isn't enough. We've just implemented the first and smallest phase of a three-year tax rate reduction designed to stimulate the economy and create jobs. Already, interest rates are down to 15.75%, but they must still go lower. Inflation is down from 12.4% to 8.9%, and for the month of December, it was running at an annualized rate of 5.2%. If we had not acted as we did, things would be far worse for all Americans than they are today. Inflation, taxes, and interest rates would all be higher. A year ago, Americans' faith in their governmental process was steadily declining. 6 out of 10 Americans were saying they were pessimistic about their future. A new kind of defeatism was heard. Some said our domestic problems were uncontrollable, that we had to learn to live with this seemingly endless cycle of high inflation and high unemployment. There were also pessimistic predictions about the relationship between our administration and this Congress. It was said we could never work together. Well, those predictions were wrong. The record is clear, and I believe that history will remember this as an era of American renewal, remember this administration as an administration of change, and remember this Congress as a Congress of destiny. Together, we not only cut the increase in government spending nearly in half, we brought about the largest tax reductions and the most sweeping changes in our tax structure since the beginning of this century. And because we indexed future taxes to the rate of inflation, we took away government's built-in profit on inflation and its hidden incentive to grow larger at the expense of American workers. Together, after 50 years of taking power away from the hands of the people in their states and local communities, we have started returning power and resources to them. Together, we have cut the growth of new federal regulations nearly in half. In 1981, there were 23,000 fewer pages in the Federal Register which lists new regulations than there were in 1980. By deregulating oil, we've come closer to achieving energy independence and helped bring down the cost of gasoline and heating fuel. Together, we have created an effective federal strike force to combat waste and fraud in government. In just 6 months, it has saved the taxpayers more than $2 billion, and it's only getting started. Together, we've begun to mobilize the private sector, not to duplicate wasteful and discredited government programs, but to bring thousands of Americans into a volunteer effort to help solve many of America's social problems.